welcome to 7 Second Delay. Andy and I are in Andy's car. What kind of car this is?
Never you mind what kind of car this is. This is a Volt. It's a one of those hybrid things. You get the first few miles on a battery. You know, it's the only planet we have, Ken.
That's what I heard. So I'm really impressed that you're saving the planet here. This is great.
Yeah. Once climate change is solved, once that problem is solved, we're going to get a real car.
So let's bring our listeners up to speed. This is part two of 7 Second Delay's civic engagement series. Last week we were trying to entrap a porch pirate.
Yeah, last week we put this is the exciting conclusion. This is a two-part episode. Last week we put a package, intentionally left our doors open. It looked enticing. It was a bait. It was a bait box. It looked like it was heading out. It looked like we were waiting for FedEx to pick it up.
Yeah, the box was sitting inside WFMU's foyer, and Andy drew up a sign that said, "Please stop stealing our valuable packages."
Yeah, and then surprising everyone, mostly Ken and me, it worked. Somebody grabbed the package, right? You got a glimpse of him. I was doing something stupid. I was turned the other way. But you got a glimpse of the guy, right?
Yeah, somebody ran up to the foyer from down the block, stole the package, and then ran away the same way they came.
Little did he know, I had put an AirTag in the package. So we could track the package. You know, for a very exciting few minutes there, I was on his tail. It was hot pursuit. I was within a block of him.
Yeah, so you were on foot, and I was in my car, and we were chasing him around the Van Vorst neighborhood of Jersey City.
I got turned around. I didn't know the streets. I couldn't read my AirTag map quickly. And then, just when I was closing in on him, I lost my phone connection.
And he ended up right by the Hudson River, by the Polish memorial statue, the famous bayonet statue.
I couldn't find him. Okay.
And you were standing just, you know, according to your AirTag reader, like, what, 15, 20 feet away from him, but you couldn't find him.
I was ready for a fight. But here's the great thing. The AirTag continues to work, right? Here's my AirTag thing. Hold on. I'm going on my app now. Let's see where we...
Yeah, we've been following the AirTag, and I think that night, last Wednesday night, it showed up just inside Prospect Park in Brooklyn, right off Prospect Park Southwest.
That's right. We're going to Brooklyn now. We're going to find our box. We're going to confront this guy. Ken's going to get into a fist fight, and I'll be right behind you, Ken.
Yeah, I'll get into a fist fight with a bush, because my guess is that whoever took the box found the AirTag. It was just out loose inside the box with a bunch of other junk, books and CDs that we put in there. And he probably just tossed.
Ken, you're forgetting that. Okay, we're recording this on Tuesday. He stole it on Wednesday, 6 days ago, right?
Right.
Day three, the thing was moving.
It only moved like a quarter mile.
But it doesn't move by itself. It might be in his car.
No, I think it does move by itself.
It doesn't move by itself. And then it goes back to its original position? No.
Well, I think it moved so little that was probably just Apple's glitch or Apple's margin of error for AirTags.
I think it's in this guy's car. We're going to get a license plate. We're going to call the cops. And we're going to get the key to the city. We're going to be heroes. We're crime busters. We're the radio cops. All right, here you go. I'm checking my AirTag. All right, this is as of 15 minutes ago. You know, it refreshes every 20, 30 minutes. It's in the same place. It's in Prospect Park.
It's right off a path in Prospect Park, right next to Prospect Park
even
Southwest.
Even if it's in the bushes, there might be clues, Ken. He might have left, you know, a receipt from Dunkin' Donuts with his credit card information.
Did you put a condom inside the box?
You mean for his sexual pleasure to keep him from procreating?
No, as a trap to collect his DNA.
Oh, I did put something in the box to collect his DNA.
What was that?
A toothbrush.
Oh, right.
if you use that toothbrush, it's a win-win because I had rubbed my butt with that toothbrush.
Oh, so your DNA is on the toothbrush also.
But maybe it'll be my butt DNA and his mouth DNA. How great would that be? It would take a lot of explaining. It would be a fascinating day in court, but we'd have the guy.
Well, you're a screenwriter who specializes in crime. If there's an object that has two different people's DNA on it,
of course.
Can they?
Of course they can. Of course they can. Sure, they can isolate multiple DNA samples.
Really? Are you sure about that?
From every crime scene, of course. And they can do that with blood as well. All right, here we go. So give me an address, and I'll put it in my Waze.
Okay, I looked up where the AirTag said it was, and I found a nearby address, 57 Prospect Park Southwest in Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm putting it in Waze. We're coming for you, pal.
Now, that's not where the AirTag is. That's across the street from the location in the park.
Okay, say it again. Southwest, right?
Yeah, 57 Prospect Park Southwest.
Oh, my gosh. We're 9 miles away from this guy. We're coming for you, buddy.
And we're going to go to the Holland Tunnel and then go through Manhattan briefly. And then I think we'll probably want to take the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
We're 34 minutes away. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Look, my little crime-fighting assistant. You're like my Robin. You're like my Watson. Wait, hold on. I lost my ways. Hold on.
Can I be your Sharona?
Yeah, you're my Sharona. You're my Sharona. We're going to nail this guy. We're going to nail this guy.
And we do know that it was a guy. I saw him from the back.
Describe what you saw, Ken.
I saw an older guy.
Older guy. Oh, I think I saw him, but he wasn't in Brooklyn. I saw him when I was in L.A. like a year and a half ago.
There's a lot of older guys.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Okay, yeah. No, you're right. And what else? Keep going. What else?
White hair. That's all I saw.
Okay, that's
good. I only saw him from behind.
That's good news because that's a guy I believe I could take. An older guy with white hair.
Yeah, not a great butt.
Did he have a ponytail I could grab?
No.
Oh.
Keep going straight here.
Yeah, hold on. How come my Waze isn't working?
It's finding where it is. Sometimes it takes a while.
Okay.
I can help you until it comes to its senses.
Okay.
You could turn off your hazards now.
Yeah, I guess I could if I wanted to.
Andy's driving, in case you had not figured that out yet.
By the way, you're going to notice I never use my blinker because I don't like people to know what I'm thinking. I like to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, like that guy you just almost hit.
Yeah, he didn't know what I was thinking.
No, he had no idea. He was kind of scared.
Exactly. I like that look on a pedestrian's face.
You know what you ought to try if you like that?
Yeah, what?
Driving a truck.
They won't let me. Oh, I've tried. I apply almost every year.
Oh, it's great when you drive around a big truck. Everybody gets out of your way.
Hey, let me ask you something. When was the last time, before today, when was the last time you were in a real fight? A real fight in your life. Have you ever been in one?
Yeah, I've been in a couple. I think seventh grade.
Yeah, seventh grade. Me too. Seventh grade. It wasn't really a fight. I just got the crap beat out of me. Does that count?
Same here. Fight? Yeah, same. That's what happened to me too.
It wasn't technically a fight. It was a very loose definition of fight, but it actually changed my life because it was in the gym class. It was in gym class. It was in the shower.
Oh, well, it sounds like you deserved it. What was going on in the shower?
It was a guy named Tom Kennedy. I'm going to name him. I'm calling him out right here.
Oh, yeah, your old nemesis. I remember this name, Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy. And he beat me up in the shower because I had long hair. And he kept telling me to cut my hair. Cut my hair. Cut your hair, hippie. Cut your hair.
And what did you say?
Well, I didn't say anything. I was just stunned, but it changed my life. You know why?
Why?
I couldn't, after that day, I couldn't cut my hair. I couldn't give in. right?
Oh, so you didn't think about saying to Tom Kennedy, like, I will cut my hair. Next period, my English teacher has a wonderful pair of shears.
Why would I say no? I said no. I did the exact opposite. I refused to cut my hair.
How did you refuse?
Well, I let it grow. I mean, as the months went on, I let it grow. And then I became sort of the school, I don't want to say freak.
You were the straight-edge hippie.
Yeah, I was the straight-edge hippie in the school with that kid with the long hair that never got high. That weird kid.
Yeah, we called them Jesus freaks.
Yeah. Drawing cartoons in the back of the class with my long hair and trying to work up the courage to talk to girls. That was me. But it was all thanks to Tom Kennedy. He kind of changed my life. I actually, if I ever saw him, I would thank him and then knee him in the groin and then thank him again.
This story is kind of just like a boy named Sue.
It is like a boy named Sue. But that was maybe the last fight I was ever in. Except, before today. Today's going to be a whopper. Oh, my God, it's going to be a big one. I'll be right behind you, Ken. I want you to know that. I'll hold your glasses. You don't want to get your glasses broken.
No, I don't. Okay, this
I'll hold
is
them.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is that when Tom Kennedy told you to cut your hair, hippie, what did you say?
I'd be lying if I told you I remembered. I do remember being on the floor of that gym. Remember, now, are you old enough? You're a little younger than me. Are you old enough to remember, did they have gym class in school, in public school, when you were?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was showers?
Yeah.
Damn, I missed that.
They don't have that anymore?
No. They don't have that anymore.
Seriously?
They don't have that anymore.
Why? Because they don't want the boys getting naked with the boys?
I think, obviously, if you are on a team, if you're on a sports team, there's a locker room and there's showers. But I think normal gym class does not involve getting naked anymore.
You're stunning me.
It's a little something called progress. If you want to see naked boys, Ken, you're going to have to think, you're going to have to work a little harder.
I'm going to have to try out for a team?
Yes. You're going to have to quit FMU and get employed as a coach. Hey, here we are at the Holland Tunnel. So here we go. We're going to Brooklyn. We're going to find our box. Let's just review what was in the box, in our bait box. I know there was my toothbrush, my lucky butt toothbrush.
Yeah, we had a copy of the new LP by the Sheaves.
Oh, I hope he listened to that. That'll teach him a lesson. That's called Scared Straight.
Every time we go over a bump, it's causing the recording to have a heavily glitch. Maybe I should hold the recorder.
You do whatever you want.
That might help.
You do whatever you want, honey. Whatever makes you happy. You hold your little recorder. And then what else was in the box?
A couple of CDs.
There was a book of some kind.
Yeah, it was the Popstrology book.
It was perfect. It was perfect for the bait box. You know why?
Why?
The book was very poorly received. So if this guy reads it, he's just going to, you know, fall asleep or start leafing ahead and be very unsatisfied.
That's true. I read some of the blurbs on the back
exactly.
of the Popstrology book, and I think they all said ipsum dolor.
I don't know that reference. I really feel excited. God, I hope it's in a car. What would we do if it's in a car?
Break in. No. I want to break in.
No.
It's
illegal.
I brought a coat hanger.
No. We can't break into the car. We could use your coat hanger if there's a girl that needs an abortion, you know, but we cannot break into the car.
Well, I'm not wearing my abortion smock that we normally wear.
I have an abortion smock you could borrow.
Does it say WFMU Abortion Clinic?
It has. It's the WFMU Abortion Smock. It's probably the least popular tchotchke we ever offered.
It's true. We only moved about six of those.
Yeah, it's true. The abortion smock. That would be amazing to give those away. You gotta pledge $75, and your check has to clear. We're not sending that out till the check clears.
Yeah, maybe we should give out abortion smocks next marathon, because we didn't really use those as an official marathon premium. We were just trying to sell them in the store, and I think that wasn't really the right use of the abortion smock.
Great idea. But anyway, we have one with us. You have your hanger. So it's going to be an interesting show either way.
Well,
there will be blood either way.
I don't know that there will be blood. There might be sap if he put it in a bush, you know.
You think this guy just discarded? You think this guy was in Jersey City? He made his way to Brooklyn. He obviously lives in Brooklyn, right?
I wouldn't say obviously anything, except that.
Why would he go to Brooklyn and discard all the crap from the box, and then go home back to Jersey City? That doesn't make sense.
Well, we don't know that he's from Jersey City. He stole the box in Jersey City. All I can say is that the Apple AirTag has been sitting just inside Prospect Park for almost a week, and it really hasn't moved. I know you saw, you took two readings that showed it moved, you know, 100 yards away, a quarter mile away.
A quarter mile away. That doesn't happen just with the breeze.
That's margin of error.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't think it's moved at all week?
But no, I don't.
That means it was not thrown into a trash can, because the trash would have been collected.
In a perfect city, yes, the trash would have been collected.
Okay, now we're in Manhattan. I wish it was in his car, and for some freakish reason, this morning he had driven to North Jersey. Would have saved me a little trouble here.
Yeah, well, we're in Manhattan now. I wonder if he's moved it into Manhattan.
Okay. No, he hasn't. Okay, so we're good. We're taking exit 2. Here we go. Uptown Hudson Street. I've got to follow my little GPS.
Yeah, except you're going to be taking West Street downtown so that we can go over.
Exit 2.
Yeah, go straight that away.
Exactly. All right. Here's my right turn here.
Good job. You're driving better than I feared.
Do you go to Brooklyn often?
Yeah, from time to time. Yep. For FMU events, for record fairs, things like that.
I go to Brooklyn to beat up scaff laws.
Really?
That's what we're doing today.
Well, he's not a scaff law, is he?
Isn't he? What does scaff law mean? Wait, hold on.
You're going that away.
Sort of straight.
Yeah. Isn't a scaff law somebody who just doesn't pay their parking ticket?
I don't know. Ken, I don't know.
We're going over a cobblestone street. I think people can probably hear these things.
I didn't know there'd be a quiz today.
Hey, we're looking for a thief, not a scaff law.
I think one does not preclude the other. Okay, hold on. It's a red light. We're going to make a left and then a quick right.
Wow, look at these ads for the new Green Day album, Punk Bunny Coffee.
Is that the original Green Day?
The original band Green Day, yeah.
It's still around?
Yeah.
They're 73 years old?
Probably close to that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Yeah, save me a seat. I might be late. Tell him to just start.
Well, no,
the show
I believe this is. I can't tell whether it's an album or a show. There's a QR code.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy there. Who's he?
He's the world's greatest dad. What are the chances that we would run into him?
Well, congratulations.
Oh no, sorry, I was wrong.
He probably hardly ever molests his kids.
He's the world's greatest corgi dad.
All right, I'm making a left, I'm making a right.
You're making a right on North Moore Street. We're right next to City University of New York, the downtown campus.
Can I buy you we're in Tribeca. Can I buy you a hot dog? Soft pretzel for a pretty boy?
I'm okay. You could. I wouldn't turn down a hot dog or a soft pretzel.
Well, let's get to Brooklyn. After we beat this guy to a pulp. I'm excited. Look, the odds of us getting into a fight today are greater than they've been in since seventh grade. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would say that.
Oh, man, I hope it's in his car. I hope we're snooping around his car. He comes out. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, can I help you? And I think you can help us. You can return my ass butt toothbrush, buddy.
Another question about when...
I paid for that toothbrush. I don't think you did. I can prove it. And then we'll replay last week's show.
Oh, you didn't bring your receipt?
No, I didn't bring my receipt.
So we don't have receipts on anything.
Wait. But we have the AirTag. If we have to call the cops, and I will call the cops, we'll just show them the AirTag.
Oh, that's right. We do have a picture of the AirTag. Do you have the actual AirTag?
The AirTag is in the box. We're getting the AirTag.
Oh, I thought you meant the FedEx AirTag.
Oh, the FedEx. Oh, you mean the package slip?
Yeah.
No, he has it. He didn't leave that behind. He grabbed the box and the FedEx slip, and he was off, baby.
We do have a picture of the box sitting next to our sign that says, please don't steal our valuable package.
We can prove the box was on our property. He can't claim... A lot of these porch pirates, you know what their defense is?
What?
Their defense is, it was just sitting on the street. I thought it was trash. They say that a lot.
Oh.
I've been watching on YouTube, you know, these cops have these body cams.
Yeah.
And in a lot of states, a lot of jurisdictions, the body cams can be downloaded and aired. Sometimes they have to blur out some people's faces. In some jurisdictions, they don't have to.
Really? There's unedited body cam footage.
Oh my God! It's
on YouTube.
If you're a writer, if you want to write, it is the human comedy writ large. It is the greatest.
Wow, that sounds great. I used to watch bait car videos on YouTube.
Yes, that's good too. This is even better because you see drunken rich girls, entitled rich girls, getting arrested for DWI. And they all say the same thing. It's as if they all have the same script.
What do they say?
They say, are you kidding? When the handcuffs come out. Oh, wait, are you kidding? Okay, hold on. In half a mile.
We're going south on the West Side Highway now.
And then my favorite moment is when cops, you know, they search you before they put you in the car. Oh, that's the good driving honk.
That's people honking at you.
That's the good driving honk. Whenever you see someone driving really well, you give them a nice friendly hug. I get that all the time.
No, I don't think that's what that meant.
That is. Yes, that is. I get the good driving hug at least 3 times a day.
I think that was a bad driving hug.
What?
Yeah, that was a bad driving hug.
No. That's what you do. It's kind of like saluting someone for a job well done.
No, you were sitting in the center lane going incredibly slowly. And somebody was telling you
I was driving so responsibly and carefully that people admired me and wanted to let me know.
Okay, you want the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
I understand. I think I'll stop at this red light, though.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, it's called the Hugh L. Carey Tunnel now.
Yeah, that's right. A month before they leave office.
Where were you when you heard that they renamed it?
I don't know. What was the tunnel before Carrie?
It was the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Dear God, it was the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel for 300 years. Dear God, the chutzpah. Oh my God, the nerve of these politicians.
Yeah, Hugh L. Carey, he was pretty forgettable.
Who is he trying to impress? Oh my God. That just makes me so mad. It's like the Mario Cuomo Bridge that is falling apart.
Oh, is that what they call the Tappan Zee Bridge?
Yeah.
They named it after Mario Cuomo?
They didn't name it. He himself named it.
Wow.
Just that was as he was leaving office, that was pushed through. Can you believe it? And then a month later, there were all these reports about the structural problems with it. All right, here we go.
Then there's the old Triborough Bridge is renamed after RFK. Not RFK Jr., but the real RFK.
Right. Yeah, oh, okay. Well, you could almost make a case for that.
It hasn't really caught on. I think everybody really still calls it the Triborough Bridge.
Can we get a street named in Jersey City for us?
We can try. Wow, wouldn't that be great?
That would be an amazing, that would be the high point of my life. No, I'm sorry. It would be the second greatest moment of my life. The first greatest moment watching you beat this guy to a pulp in a half hour. Watching you take this porch pirate down. Take him to school, Ken.
They just renamed a block in Manhattan after Jimi Hendrix. They named West 8th Street, where Electric Ladyland Studios.
Yeah, I recorded a demo back in the day in Electric Ladyland Studios.
You did? You recorded?
Yeah, that was my studio. All right, hold on. Wait.
What were the songs that you recorded for your demo?
I could find that demo. It actually was paid for by Bearsville Records. Remember Bearsville Records?
Yeah, Todd Rundgren.
That's right, up in Woodstock. They paid for a demo tape.
Wow. Was Todd Rundgren still running the studio then?
I never interacted with him. I don't know if he was still there. But here's what I do know for sure. And you can't argue with me about this because I remember it very distinctly. They passed on my demo tape. And I never became, as far as I can recall, never became famous.
Well, Bearsville was a recording studio. So who was it who paid for that? Was that Geffen? I know that you
mentioned. No. Bearsville was the recording studio, but they also had a record label. It was a record label, and they were considering signing me. And they said, just go record three songs as a demo.
Railroad Bill was one of them.
I don't think Railroad Bill was. The stuff I did was more up-tempo. And it was
The Cheese Stands Alone?
It might have been the Cheese Stands Alone. But did I ever tell you this story? I was in Electric Ladyland Studio recording my demo. And I was in the lounge there waiting or between takes or waiting for the studio to open up. And there was a guitar there, an electric guitar. And I picked it up and was sitting there strumming it. And Keith Richards stuck his head in and said, excuse me.
Really?
Yeah. He said, excuse me. And then he just stepped up to me and he took the guitar. He was mad.
Wow, I never knew that story.
Yeah, that's my Keith Richards story.
God, you could have almost touched Keith Richards.
Well, he was, I guess that was another example of me getting very close to getting into a fight. I've nearly been in some fights, but today will be the first real fight since seventh grade.
That's very polite of Keith Richards. All he said was, excuse me.
I remember the tone of voice being very disapproving, very judgmental. I could tell just from his tone of voice, he was not going to sit in on my recording session and add a few licks.
But he could have said, what the hell? He could have said, what are you doing? Instead, he said, excuse me.
Yeah, well, he said it in a way that meant what the hell. So that was my... So Keith Richards and I had a moment in a recording studio.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's my life.
So Andy and I are in... Life. We are in the Hugh L. Carey Tunnel heading to Brooklyn. And we are on our way to find our air tag from our Porch Pilot bait box that was stolen from the front foyer of WFMU during last week's program.
That's right. The air tag was taken in Jersey City, but we've been watching it all week. It's 6 days later, and it's just been sitting in Prospect Park. I think it could be in a car. We are 12 minutes away from glory, from Radio Cop glory. This is our finest hour, Ken.
Well, we did a bit of sleuthing, and I don't think it's in a car, because if it had been in a car, then it would have been parked on Prospect Park Southwest, and the alternate side of the street parking zone for that spot meant that it would have had to have been moved yesterday, Monday, between 11 and 12:30.
Because Porch Pirates, they're known for obeying alternate side of the street parking rules. That's one of the main characteristics of Porch Pirates, right, Ken?
Yeah. I think
they're
that even...
very responsible about avoiding parking tickets.
To be honest, I think even a Porch Pirate would probably obey alternate side of the street parking.
Okay, I'm in 1 mile, I'm turning onto exit 2A.
Right, the Prospect Expressway.
Okay, we're closing in on this guy. Oh, it's going to be sweet. Oh, man, I hope I meet him. Maybe he's... Okay, is this possible?
It's exit 24, by the way.
Okay, fine. Is this possible... Oh, I read it as 2A. You're right. Is this possible that he's a homeless guy? He's a homeless guy, and we're going to find a guy in a tent? Is this possible?
No, I seriously doubt that.
Why do you say that?
I have a feeling that it was stolen by an FMU listener.
An FMU listener?
Yeah, that's just, oh man, this is a really bouncy road. We're breaking up like crazy.
Wait, you think it's an FMU listener? And then he went home to Brooklyn, and then what? He just tossed it?
I think maybe he brushed his teeth with your butt toothbrush.
Oh, that would be great. That would be a consummation devoutly to be wished.
He sat down under a tree in beautiful Prospect Park
and brushed his teeth with my butt toothbrush.
And then he read chapter 3 of Popstrology.
Of the book we put in there. Oh, it was a perfect bait box. There's nothing in there for him. He must have been so disappointed. Hold on, here's our exit. Oh man, wait, but if it was an FMU listener, why wouldn't he have paused or circled back or identified himself?
Because he's messing with us.
I don't think it was an FMU listener.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll never find out.
Well, at least we're going to get our AirTag back. You know, the AirTag was probably the most valuable single item in that box.
Yeah, how much is an AirTag?
I don't know. Wait, I think they might be like $20 each. And that's the one item I know we're going to recover, because that's the one item I'll be able to track and find.
Exit 4 is what you want.
Half a mile.
10th Avenue.
Half a mile. I know. Quit screaming at me.
Now, back to Electric Ladyland Studios when Keith Richards yelled at you. Yeah. Were the Stones recording there?
I have no idea. No idea what the hell was going on. I'm not even sure it was Keith Richards. The guy I saw was black.
That's not Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Could that have been Jimi Hendrix?
It wasn't. No, it was Keith Richards. It was not a black guy. It was Keith Richards. Everybody in the room knew it. Everybody was too stunned to talk. I mean, it's all we talked about, you know, for the next half hour.
And what year was this?
Good question.
81, 82?
Yeah, it was early 80s.
So I wonder if that... He did...
It was early 80s, yeah.
Yeah, I think he might have put out a solo album around then.
Did he record some of it in New York?
There's a song called Excuse Me on it.
Hey, I should arbitrate that. I think I have co-credit on that. I inspired it at the very least.
All right, so we just got to...
Excuse me, jerk. That's my guitar.
Now, that's not the name of it.
Is that how the chorus goes?
That's really... that's a claim to fame.
That's a claim to fame, really?
Yeah, that you picked up Keith Richards' guitar.
Boy, your definition of fame is... you have a pretty low bar there. If that's a claim to fame. I picked up Keith Richards' guitar. I was kind of hoping for more for my career than that.
You also, in your early days trying to be a folk singer, you met with David Geffen, didn't you?
I did. I did... I don't think that was about my songwriting. I was working with Katzenberg on a movie script, developing some movies at Disney, and David Geffen was in the meeting.
Ah, so that had nothing to do with your recording career.
No, you know what's really frustrating for me is my memory is the absolute worst. It really is like a neurological thing. I can't retain memories. And what I tell Beth is I have the feeling I led a very interesting life. I can't prove it. I just have a feeling my life was very interesting.
We're somewhere in Brooklyn. We're trying to find our way to Prospect Park Southwest.
Oh my God, we're 3 minutes away. We're 3 minutes away from confronting.
We just got off the Prospect Expressway.
The park is a few blocks ahead of us. Oh my God, I'm really getting excited, aren't you?
Yeah, we're coming up to Prospect Park Southwest where last week's AirTag is stowed somewhere in a bush.
Right. This guy, this creep, this jerk, this scafflaw. Yes, I use that word, Ken, advisedly. because I'm sure he didn't move his car when he had to.
Well, he's technically not a scofflaw if he didn't get a ticket.
It never ends with you. Anyway, oh, stop sign. Hold on. Every once in a while, when there's a stop sign, I stop my car. Yeah, this guy stole our box, if you were listening last week. And you know what? My one regret is I was in pursuit. I was in hot pursuit. And I was doing a monologue, you know, as I chased the guy down. And I didn't realize for about 8 minutes that I was off the air.
Ooh, that hurts.
It does, because it was great radio. And only I heard it. Only I can attest to it.
All right, here we are at Prospect Park Southwest and and 11th Avenue. Could you should probably...
Hey, we're just a block away.
Yeah, you should park anywhere you can.
I will. Oh, I want to park with that guy.
Yeah,
that park. He's pulling out.
Yeah, park behind that. Okay, yeah.
I will. As soon as... I'm going to wait for a green light. Just for the hell of it.
Oh, look at that. The alternate side of the street parking is different than what I found online.
Oh, wait. He might be in a car. It might be in a car.
It could be in a car.
Okay, then. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. We'll get a license plate. I am going to broadcast this license plate. I'm going to send it to every listener we have. I don't care. And then I'm calling the cops.
And look at that. There's a fence. I didn't realize that there was a fence
there.
Oh,
we're
going
to have to get over the fence. Oh, he probably tossed it over the fence, right?
That's what it looks like.
Okay, hold on. We'll find it, Kenny. All we need is a green light here.
Green.
We got our green light. I'm going to park.
Oh, it's a bus stop.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Wait, park in front of this blue car.
That's a fire hydrant. I can't risk it. Okay, hold on. How about the other side of the street?
Yeah, other side of the street looks good.
Okay, I'll just turn.
Pull a Yui.
I'll pull a Yui. You just relax. I just need a driveway.
Oh, yeah, that's alternate side of the street, but I think it's probably okay.
Okay, I need a driveway here. Hold on, my friend. Here's what we call a driveway.
It's no parking 11:30 to 1, but it's now 12:25. So I think probably the street sweeper already went by.
Okay.
That's my guess.
And now should I park right here?
No, because this guy's loading up his truck.
Okay. Quit screaming. It's the screaming that drives me crazy. It's your tone of voice. It's not what you say, Ken. It's how you say it. It drives me crazy. All right, hold on. All right, parking here. Hold on.
We're parking right by the ceasefire now sign.
Ceasefire now. There you go. Maybe I'll get in. Maybe I'll knock on his door and engage with him. Oh, maybe he's our porch pirate. Wouldn't that be sweet? Come on.
You want your porch pirate to be a ceasefire now guy?
Yeah. We all know what ceasefire means. Here we go. We're not stupid. Every Jew knows what that means. Here we go.
All right, we're parked. We're getting out of the car. Oh, good. There's a gate going into the park.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I got it. Wait, hold on. It's up to me now, right? I have to find this. I have to find this AirTag. Hold on.
Yeah, we have to hone in on the AirTag.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Play sound.
It's like we're dowsing. We're dowsing for water.
Okay, 55 minutes ago, here it was. Hold on. Ken, we're 200 feet away from it.
All right.
Okay, let's go. Hold on. Oh, hold on.
Is that an approval honk?
Yeah, that's a good pedestrian honk.
We're walking into Prospect Park.
Okay.
There's the path. I think it's alongside of that path.
Okay, it's 200 feet on your left. Okay, hold on. Hold on, wait. On my left, it's saying, go walk this way. Is that what it's saying?
Well, I think it's in the park.
Hold on.
You see in the brambles here?
Yeah.
That's where I think it is.
Wait, hold on. I can't tell. Wait. Ken, help me find this. On your left...
Are we getting closer?
I can't tell. Hold on, wait.
There's a bunch of garbage in the brambles.
Hold on, wait a minute. Arrival. Hold on. Play sound.
What am I hearing? Jesus.
Somebody has the radio on. Wait. Hey, Sam. Oh, 300 feet. Oh, AirTag not move around to connect.
Yeah, we're getting further away.
Okay.
Let's go in the park. I suspect it's in the park.
Move around to connect. Okay.
Let's walk in here. It looked like it was along this path.
Oh, yes, along the path. Oh, man, I wish it was a car. Okay, play sound off. Wait, I want to play sound on. Oh, my gosh, we're just a few feet away. Okay, hold on.
Why are you going that way?
Well, don't you... Hold on. AirTag not reachable.
I meant that paved path over there.
Oh, you think that's where... But wouldn't he throw
that's
it
where,
in
That's
the,
where it looked like it was.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Paved path. Hold on. Direction 300 feet. I don't know how this works. When I'm really close to it, will it just suddenly... Hold on.
I haven't a clue.
Okay, hold on. Radio.
There's a box over there. Oh, no. Is that, what is that? What's that thing over there?
Sound. Directions. 300, now it says 300 feet. Hold on. Directions.
Oh, there's a big pile of garbage over here. Look at this.
Does it look like it hasn't been picked up in a while?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's like a little mini dumpster. Yeah, it looks like 3 weeks worth of garbage. Connecting. Hold on. It's connecting. It's connecting.
Let's take a look at this garbage.
Hold on. 150 feet. It's connecting.
All right, we're closer.
150 feet. So whatever we did, we went from 300 feet to 150 feet. Play sound.
I think this is our box.
It is?
I think so.
Wait. It is?
Well, it's kind of how you...
It's a box. No, wait, hold on. 350 feet. Wait, play sound. Connecting. Wait, now I'm sweeping my iPhone over this dumpster.
There's balloons in here.
Balloons?
Yeah. But I swear this looks like this is the kind of tape we used. And
but,
it is.
But where's our FedEx?
Yeah, I don't see the FedEx thing.
Hold on. Play sound on. Wait, play sound on. Okay, wait, let's just walk.
This is a really
further.
Disgusting dumpster.
Now we're back to 300 feet.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
All right, well, let's walk this way and see if we get further away.
AirTag. Wait, directions. Route, are you sure? Okay. Hold on. Okay, radio box. Hold on. AirTag not reachable. Wait, okay. Hold on, my friend. Wait, hold on. Last seen today, 11:31. Okay, hold on. Find. It says nearby. Here we go. Searching for signal. Try moving to a different location. Let's go back to that thing.
Hold on. Back to the dumpster?
Yeah, back to the dumpster. Here it is. Searching for signal. Oh, my God. I'll go crazy if it says it finds. Wait. It's in our... Okay, we're at a dumpster. Okay, I'm circling the dumpster.
It's a stinky dumpster.
It is. It's 3 weeks worth of crap. Okay, it's not picking up a signal.
All right, let's go this way. Let's walk this way.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the cars?
No, I think it's, according to what I was seeing from the pictures you were sending me, it's along this path. So I suggest we walk along this path in one direction.
Try moving in a different direction.
And then the other direction. And see if we get closer or further away.
What if it's in a dumpster? What kind of climactic scene is that? What kind of third act is that for a screenwriter? Unless there's other clues. Wait, searching for a signal. Oh, it's not. Wait, hold on. Searching for a signal. Try moving. Okay.
Let's just walk. let's walk.
How do I update this? Okay, but this says, I think we're getting further away.
Yeah, how many feet does it say we are now?
That's just here. Right paper. Okay. It is 0.1 mile away. Here it is.
How many? 0.1 mile. That's 500 feet away.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, you're good. Okay, place down here. 0.1 mile away. Hold on, my friend. Last seen today, 11:30. Excuse me, we're looking for a box. A box that was stolen. It's like a carton. It had a FedEx label on it.
I haven't seen it.
Somebody took it maybe a week ago, you think, Ken?
It was last Wednesday.
Wednesday. And then he might have dumped it here in the park.
I haven't seen anything. I'm sorry.
We know he had silver hair, right, Ken?
Okay. White hair.
White hair.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hair? Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for your help, ma'am. We depend, the radio cops depend on citizens like that, don't they, Ken?
Yes, exactly. Citizens like her.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Let's walk.
Excuse me, we're looking for a box.
Let's walk up this.
Hello? We're looking for a carton. A box.
Let's walk up this way and see if we get closer.
Okay.
Because we knew going that way, we were getting further.
Right.
We're inside Prospect Park. We're trying to track down the AirTag that was stolen as part of our Porch Pirate bait box last Wednesday.
Yeah. Hold on, my friend. Okay. We have our AirTag. Hold on. I got to just reset this. I'm so bad at this. Okay, here's the AirTag. I call it the bait box. Hey, we're looking for a cardboard box that was stolen from us. Cardboard box?
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. I think that's the guy.
Only somebody who really knows about a cardboard box would say they don't know about a cardboard box.
Okay. I can't prove it, but I had a bad feeling about that last guy. Okay.
Well, he didn't have white hair.
Yeah, no, his wig. He took his wig off. These porch pirates, they're in disguise all the time, Ken. Okay, move around to connect.
Let's move this way. Let's go this way? Yes.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
It says searching for a signal.
All right, if we keep walking this way, maybe we'll pick up a signal.
Maybe
and then we'll see if we're closer.
Cans.
There's a hot coal container.
Searching for a signal. You don't want to go to the cars, huh?
It didn't look like it was on the street. It looked like it was along this path that we're on.
Searching for a signal.
Here's a garbage can.
Oh, this can has been emptied.
It's pretty full.
Okay. Oh, there's a homeless guy. There's a man. That's my suspect.
And there's a bag.
Oh, there's a bag
next to him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's leave him alone.
No.
Let's leave.
I'm not going to bother him, but I do want to walk.
Yeah, okay, let's...
He doesn't fit the description.
Let's leave him alone.
You're the only witness we have. He doesn't fit our description. Oh, you're so sweet to the homeless guys. I'd want to send them some money, but they don't have an address. That's the problem with helping homeless people.
Go give them some money.
You give them some money.
How close? Are we getting closer or further away?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. Hold on. It says, try searching for a signal. Wait. Find nearby. Let's go to the cars. Wait, hold on. Let's go up here. Let's go this path.
Well, this is a footpath.
Yeah. All I want is for it to hit. What would he be doing here? Let's just go to the street.
Okay. Go to the street.
Okay. Okay, there's a guy yelling at us.
He's calling me Microphone Man.
Microphone Man.
That's not my name.
It is from now on, Batty. You can't get a better nickname than that. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Come on, Microphone Man.
There's a guy in Jersey City who calls me Dog Man.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
I'm looking down.
By interesting, I mean, dear God, that's not interesting.
I'm looking down the slope here to see if I see the box.
Okay, I'm still searching for a signal. Come on, Microphone Man. The game is afoot.
We have 10 minutes left in the program.
Okay, Andy. We'll find it. Come on, microphone man. Let's check the street. Searching for signal. Man, I thought
This is an indictment of Apple AirTags, I'll tell you.
No, I think it's remarkable.
It's not helping us find it.
That's true.
Because there's no signal. It's kind of a fatal flaw.
I was kind of hopeful when I saw that big dumpster.
Me too. It smelled so rancid. I figured that it had to be the right place.
Do you think that woman who said I don't know what you're talking about, do you think she was lying to us?
Yeah, I do. Me too. Here's another garbage can over here.
Okay, searching for signal.
Let's see here.
I'm going to walk along in these streets. Okay, searching for signal.
Let's look at the garbage can.
AirTag. No. Wait, I just want to walk along these cars. Hold on. We're looking for a stolen box. We're looking for somebody stole our box, and there's an AirTag in it.
Oh, okay.
You haven't seen a bit of soul.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Hold on. I'm walking along. There are parked cars.
Andy's not above harassing women with babies in strollers, just so you know.
Well, we know there's a stroller. Neither of us saw the baby.
I saw a baby in
you
there.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. We don't know it's her baby. You assume it's her baby. Okay, this is no signal here. Wait, hold on. How you doing? Well, we're a little frustrated if you're really asking, if you're really interested. Hey, wait, this is where he would toss it. Just over here, right?
Why?
I don't know, because it looks like you could just toss it over the fence. Are there any FMU listeners that live on this street?
We get a posse together. Probably.
Wait, 150 feet.
Okay, so let's keep walking down this way.
Okay.
We're looking, you know, we want to get like within 100 feet. What did it say?
It says starting route, 250 feet now.
Oh, so we're getting further away now.
I guess so. Here, look at the map. You tell me. That's where we're going. That's us.
Okay.
And that's where we want to go. Are we walking? Is 11th Avenue behind us?
No, 11th Avenue is in front of us.
Oh, then we're walking the wrong way.
Okay.
Okay, this is it. This is the climactic moment. This is it. In 170 feet, take a right onto the path, it says.
Okay, well, that's where we were.
Back to the dumpster. Oh, it's that dumpster.
It does look like it's along that path.
Take a right onto the path.
Yes, in 150 feet, take a right onto the path. Come on, let's get a posse together. 100 feet. We're 100 feet. Take a right onto the path.
Yeah, we're going right back into the park.
I know. Let's get a posse together.
Right onto the path. Then in 25 feet, the destination is on your right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Here we come.
That's the dumpster. That is the dumpster.
I know.
I'm not going through that dumpster.
Please. You think I could pay? Maybe I could pay that homeless guy $20 to do a little dumpster diving. We're arrived here. Wait, end route. Hold on. On your way, Professor.
Arrived,
it said, but hold on, let me see. Find my...
We're in Prospect Park, right across from 53...
Look, one minute ago, it was picked up here. Wait, play sound. One minute ago.
I want to get a picture of this dumpster.
Yeah.
I think it's in there.
2 minutes ago, it was here. Place sound.
Here, why don't you go pose by the dumpster?
Okay, it's here.
All right, Andy's posing by the dumpster.
Come on.
Look at me and give me a big smile. All right.
Okay, it's here somewhere. Okay, hold on. It's gotta be here.
There's a lot of boxes in this dumpster.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was a partial victory. We're at the dumpster. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah.
This is 2 weeks worth of Brooklyn garbage. So the, you want to crawl through it? Wait, is that our box there?
No.
That's too long. Maybe these are all boxes he stole from people.
Yeah, there's a lot of empty boxes.
Maybe
here.
This is his lair. You know, they have lairs. Supervillains.
Oh, porch pirates have lairs. Andy's looking through the dumpster a little bit.
Wait, connecting? Place on is connecting? Connect with me, baby. Oh.
Let's walk out here into the open, see if we can get a signal.
Well.
And, you hear that, Andy?
No.
It's our theme song.
Wait, we came up empty? We didn't even get our box back.
No, we didn't.
But I think we found the dumpster. Wait, there's another dumpster. Hold on.
But we heard your great Keith Richards story.
Yeah, thanks. That sums up my career. The fact that that's the high point of my recording career. Wait, is that another dumpster up ahead?
Where?
No, that's the Port-a-John. Oh, I thought I saw.
There's a whole bunch of Port-a-Johns here.
Yeah. Any one of these people. There's any one of ball these people field. Could be our guy. Yeah.
Oh, what's that on top of the water
hey,
thing?
What is it? Oh.
It's a bag of rocks.
It's a bag of dog
treats. Oh, it's a bag of dog treats.
Oh, you got me so excited.
It says Pixels Dinner, Wednesday.
Look, most cases go unsolved. And this is another one of these. It's a cold case. It's an unsolved case.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna close the case. We're going to keep it open. And if any new information, becomes available, we'll reopen the case, right?
Right.
We'll be back here.
Yeah, back here on 7 second delay on WFMU
East
Orange. Let's come
back every week and just check it out.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Yeah.
And online at WFMU.org. Any final words, Andy?
I can't think of a less satisfying hour of radio, and I'm glad I got to share it with you. Another chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Brickman Man, Andy Brickman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the soul.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales, So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
Shout, sister, shout. Everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout. While the whole town is ringing. Early in the morning, by the break of day. You know well, my baby, this is the word she said. Now shout, sister, shout. Everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout. While the whole town is ringing. Yeah! Shout, sister, shout. Everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout. While the whole town is ringing. Early in the morning, about to break a day. You know well now, babe, this is the word you say. Now shout, sister, shout. Everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout. Now the whole town is ringing. Shout, ain't you mighty happy? Shout, sister, shout. Yeah, everybody's happy. Early in the morning, about to break a day. You know well now, babe, this is the word you say. Now shout, sister, shout. Everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout.